Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Categories, the most expensive cities for groceries and the states with the highest levels of obesity. Coming up with your guess is as good as mine. But first time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
One from our running question. Ola Bros, the most memorable time that I remember running was when I was doing some pruning on a tree, then getting zapped by yellow jackets. They chase me down the roads. Those bastards are mean love. That from Pangea Joe.
And fast.
At Pangea Gardenscapes. On to the birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly. You know what? I had some this weekend. Delicious.
Did
yes,
you really?
It is.
Yeah.
It is good stuff. Guys, Javon here from Columbia Falls, Montana, wanting to wish my daughter Anna Rose a happy 8th birthday. Can we get some dirty Germans? No, you can't get the dirty Germans until the kid is 18 years old.
Come on.
But she's doing great in her first year homeschooling. Mom and Dad are so proud. Maybe a couple dad jokes. Thanks, guys. Let's see here. Okay, I've got some dad jokes. You guys have probably heard them, but they're suitable for an 8-year-old.
For an 8-year-old, yes.
Yes. Okay. Why are peppers the best at archery? Why are peppers the best at archery?
But hang on. Why are peppers
the best at archery?
I don't know.
They have an arrow.
All right.
Why did an old man fall down the well? Why did an old man fall down the well?
Ted pushed him?
No, he couldn't see that well. What did the three-legged dog say when he walked into the saloon?
I don't know.
I'm looking for the man who shot my paw. Come on, these are classics. What do you call an illegally parked frog?
What?
Toad. What did one plate say to the other?
What?
Dinner's on me.
Tell me the dog went again.
What did the three-legged dog say when he walked into the saloon?
I'm looking for the man that shot my paw. All right. God damn it, I'm going to use that one.
Oh, dudes, first off, how about the Mariners? I thought I would give a birthday shout-out a try. It's my 35th trip around the sun. Since my last name is Unrein, pronounced Unrein, means dirty or unclean in German.
Oh, damn.
Can I get the dirty German's advice on what to expect now that I'm halfway to 40? Thanks for all you do. That from Jacob.
Yeah, stay Unrein, particularly below the pounds, you know.
Yeah, unless it's that fun time of the month or the week. It's depending on how much time you have fun.
Yeah, just use a bidet, but sit backwards.
And all of it all is my incredible husband, Zachary, pronounced Big Zexy, is turning 36 today. Please help me wish him a happy birthday with you, your girl, and your Johnson, and by asking Coke Ted what he thinks about Welsh corgis. Thanks, guys. That from Avery.
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
Oh, where are you?
Where are you?
There you go.
I tell you what, man, I see a lot of these Welsh corgis, and they give me nightmares, all right? Tiny little legs, long bodies, mostly torso. Look like a Ted Smith guy on the radio.
Actually, I like Welsh corgis.
Oh, they always look happy.
He looks like a dandy.
It does.
Like a dandy.
Put a little bow tie on him.
Here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Bob. Let's get a contestant on the line now for your guess is as good as mine.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
6803 Rock. In the meantime, as we get a contestant, a couple extra emails. Subject is people being not on the up and up. Right. Dishonesty from Friday. Bacholos worked for an escort service. Guy orders 3 to 4 girls. We stayed up for about 5 hours. $300 per hour per girl. Jeez. He was a regular, so he was approved to pay by checks. But he had stolen the business checks from his job and skipped out of town the next night and disappeared. None of us got paid. Thanks for the groovy rock. That from a name withheld.
Yeah, damn.
Yeah, one more on being sketchy.
I mean, yeah. I think that's part of the business, isn't it?
Yeah.
Old boys, years ago when I started my current job as an IT support technician at a medical manufacturing company, an engineer told about an event that happened around this time. It was about a new employee that he works with. Now, at this point, he has been working with him just a few weeks. And he asked the new guy, could you take out the trash? The guy left, but never returned. So when my buddy went to go look for him, he found the trash can standing next to the dumpster. The can was full of trash, but the guy was nowhere to be found. Here's the kicker. He left his backpack, wallet full of cash, keys to his car, and house at his desk, and obviously his car. My buddy went to the address on the driver's license and found him at his home. His explanation on why he disappeared was he wasn't feeling well, and he'll pick up his stuff tomorrow, which included the automobile. So the facility is right next to train tracks. I had a safety person on site who got a call about a man walking on and off of the train tracks outside of the facility. She had to go out there and bring him inside. He did not give her a reason while he was out there, but he got his things and he left. I honestly don't know what happened to the guy because he no longer works there and hasn't for a few years. But something felt off about the entire situation.
Yeah.
I hope he's okay. Rock on, guys, and keep doing what you're doing, and happy 20 years. That from Jesse.
That's a little strange.
That is a weird one.
Yeah.
That's when you're legitimately worried about somebody.
Right. I left my keys, my wallet, my bag, my car.
Oh, that's the wrong one. Door. We can do this one.
Oh, happy 4th of July.
Or we could do the one I meant to. Time for Your Guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant. You pick from one of two categories and try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, do we have someone ready to play Your Guess is as good as mine?
We might. Do you want to grab that or no? Whoever was there dropped. That might be them calling back. I do not know. Someone just stall while Mike runs.
Okay, I can't wait to tell that dog joke in my cowboy hat.
Are you going to say that Southern drawl?
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to, like, you know, tip my hat up and go, looking for the man to chap my paw.
Three-legged dog.
Oh, yeah. That's going right in the rotation, boys. I'm going to be down in Austin for that F1 race.
When is that?
In October.
Oh, God.
I'm going to hit them all with it.
Yeah. All right. I didn't realize it was that soon.
Yes. It's on it before you know it.
Categories today, and your guess is as good as mine. We have the most expensive U.S. grocery cities.
All right.
And we have the 10 most obese states in America. Steve, who is our contestant, ready to play the game?
Hello, Christian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Christian, happy Rosh Hashanah. Categories today.
Happy Chinooka.
We have groceries and obesity. Where are you going to go?
Happy Chinooka.
Groceries.
All right. Christian, you know how the game works. Try to get as many right in the category before three strikes and you're out. Now, what we have for you is the top 10 cities in the United States that are the most expensive when it comes to grocery shopping. So I think you can guess some of these. I'll give you some clues depending on where you're going on your guesses. But these are the most expensive places where you can buy groceries. Yes, we live in one of them. So if you'd like to start out with only nine remaining, go ahead and guess Seattle.
Yeah, Seattle.
Seattle is number four. It is the least populated area that has the most expensive groceries.
Least popular.
Well, except for one city has a less of a population, but it is geographically challenged as far as why.
I can guess why.
The groceries are expensive. But yes, we are getting hosed. It's, yeah.
What's your next guess?
Let's go. Is it cities or like states?
We're talking cities, cities. On this category.
Look, if it's me, I would guess probably New York, Honolulu, San Francisco. Those are my three.
I would put like maybe Anchorage in there.
I had Anchorage on my little cheat sheet here.
Sacramento?
Is that going to be the guess?
Yeah.
It is actually number 10.
Oh, son of a.
Damn. Yeah, what made you guess Sacramento?
Because you probably lived there.
No, I actually live in Washington, but I'm assuming because California, it's expensive.
But that would not be the first city in California that I would guess on being expensive.
But you were right.
I mean, it's not legendarily expensive. Actually, it's one of the cheaper major cities in California.
On the way.
Yeah, way.
Yeah. Well, you would have thought. What about Austin?
Austin, Texas. Not on the list. Think major cities, Christian.
New York City, San Francisco.
Big cities.
Okay, well, let's do New York then.
Okay, New York is number three. You've gotten three out of the 10 correct. New York, Seattle, and Sacramento.
Sacramento,
sorry. That one just throwing me off.
It was the one I thought no one would get, and you guessed it, of course, first.
Yes, naturally. I would guess again, L.A., San Francisco,
Honolulu,
and or Anchorage, yeah.
Let's try Anchorage.
Okay, don't listen to us.
Oh, gosh.
That was Ted's idea.
I'll tell you what, if you get any right in the top 20, I'll give it to you, since you seem to be challenged here. From a standpoint of figuring stuff out.
A little bit, yeah. Long day of work. It does that to you.
Mm-hmm. Two strikes. You get any in the top
20. San Fran. I mean, I would just say a major city.
I'm going to give you a hint, Christian. Think about cities that are big. Like big cities.
Sorry, I got a baby.
Good luck to that, Bill.
I hope it's yours.
Chicago's a massive city. San Francisco.
It's mine.
San Francisco.
Big cities.
I feel that, baby.
Did that kid just scream Chicago? Chicago, that's correct. Number 13. Thank you, kid in the back. I can't speak English yet. Okay, so that's how you guess. Major big cities. Tell him, kid.
Yeah, you tell him, baby. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. He's answering the question better than you are.
He's giving it.
That's okay.
I think he said Honolulu.
Yeah, let's go Honolulu.
That is number one.
Thank God, kid. Smart kid.
One, two, three, four. You've got five out of the 10. You have two strikes against you, Christian.
Pittsburgh's pretty big.
It is number nine. I cannot believe you got that.
What?
Yes, it's
good. How is Pittsburgh have expensive groceries?
I don't know.
Pittsburgh.
I don't know.
Sorry.
But it's in the top 20.
But she's right.
The baby's right.
The two worst guesses I've heard are Sacramento and Pittsburgh, but you're right.
Yeah.
I'm the idiot here. I admit it, man.
All right, two strikes against you, Christian. So far, you've gotten six out of the 10. Think big cities now.
Daughter's smarter than me.
What's another big city in California? Let's just go there. Other than Sacramento.
San Francisco.
Okay, that's number two. Very good. You are on a roll. Oh, golly, you're hot today.
Come on.
Washington, D.C. That's pretty big.
That's number seven.
Good
Thank
call.
You. Very
all
good.
Right, all right. I like the way you're thinking now.
Bay.
Now, when you're in the Bay Area and you're in San Francisco, what's the most expensive place to live in that area? It's another city. Got a big
California.
Tech. Got a big tech thing going on.
Oof. I don't know California very well.
Most expensive real estate in that area, other than Monterey.
I wonder, did I say LA already?
You have not said Los Angeles.
I'm going to go with LA.
All right, Los Angeles is number 11. I'm going to give that to you.
Oh, okay.
All right, so you only need to get one more. Just one more city, anywhere you want to be.
Let's see. What about... I know I said New York, but what about, like, New York? Like, that's a big area.
Like the entire state or the city? You guess the city.
Right? New York, we just assumed you meant the city, yeah. Which you got right. I mean, maybe Boston, maybe Philly. They're big. They're close.
Yeah, let's do that one.
Which one?
Philly.
Okay, number eight. You are good to go there, Christian. Congratulations. Woo! I gave you 10 out of 20.
Oh, now sure, they got 10?
Well, yes, absolutely. But guess what we're going to do here? Can you guys guess the remaining top 10?
So we're missing 5 and 6.
Missing 5 and 6 on the list.
San Francisco.
San Francisco has already been guessed. That's number 2.
My bad.
Come on, Mike.
Beverly Hills.
But you're in the same area I gave her all the clues for.
Right. What else is there?
That other big city.
I don't know. Chicago. San Jose.
Did we say Chicago?
Yes. Chicago, she got a 13, yes.
Is it San Jose?
It is San Jose, number 6.
Good job, Steve.
Damn. Okay. And northeast-wise... It's always been an expensive
city. Boston.
There you go.
Boston.
So the top 10 most expensive cities for groceries. Sacramento, California, number 10. That was a miracle, Christian. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 9. Another miracle. Followed by Philly at 8. 7 is D.C. San Jose at 6. Boston, 5. Seattle, 4. New York, 3. San Francisco, 2. Honolulu is number 1.
And based on some of her guesses, in spite of getting the money with Pittsburgh and Sacramento, some of the other suggestions were... Minot, North Dakota, Hump Tulips, and Yelm.
Okay.
They're like, why not?
And Roy.
Just so you know, the 20th most expensive is Raleigh, North Carolina.
Really?
Miami is 19 on the list. 18. The 18th most expensive city to buy groceries in the United States is Spokane, Washington.
What?
Damn.
It's got to be something with the state's taxes.
Yes. A lot of obviously. It has to do with state taxes.
I mean, what
taxes.
In the hell is going on? Anyway. We'll drink and toast with a shot of the day at 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Get up here until 5:08. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hawk at some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Scientists have found 7,000-year-old mummies that share zero DNA with modern humans.
Yeah, I read that today.
That doesn't shock me just because of how long it's been. I feel like certain DNAs might have died out.
That was basically it. They're like sub-Saharan group that was there before.
They're right.
Nothing with us, a lot of Neanderthal. 7,000 years old.
That.
God right. Damn it.
A lot can happen in 7,000 years.
Yeah, like a whole new strain of human.
Exactly.
Still, I mean, look, I'm not the science guy, but it still seems like I should share some DNA with that mummy.
That's why they find it unbelievable.
All right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
They're just like, Jesus, man. And there's like, I don't know. There's some other group they studied. Like, there's some similarities, but it's not exactly the same. But that's...
Sure.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Just think 7,000 years ago. Like, although there were people, it was just different people.
Right. Different people altogether. But they make it sound like it's aliens that were there.
Right. Like, nah, they're still human. Just, you know.
Pfizer is buying the drug company Metsera for roughly $5 billion and hopes to make a push for obesity treatments in the future.
Oh, that's the cash cow, man.
You bet.
Well, I think they're all those guys are looking for pill form.
Yeah,
so that's the home run right now. Because obviously you have to get an injection. A lot of people don't like to do that to themselves. It's inconvenient to have to go to the doctor and get it done every week or whatever.
I wish I could inject every drug.
Why don't they make chewables or liquids for people like me that hate swallowing pills? I'd rather inject my blood pressure medicine
You'd
than have
rather
to swallow.
Inject it.
Yeah.
Damn.
Needles don't bug me.
Why don't they make human pill pockets? You know what I mean? Like, you can do that for your dog where it's like this little mealy thing that you can put the pill in and squish it in there
and then
makes it taste good. Like,
so you're
eating
a piece of bacon.
Yeah.
And in the end, you know.
Yeah, I don't, it's just like, you ever try to find like Advil that's not, that you don't swallow?
No.
They don't make it for adults.
Yeah.
Or beef liver. Can we put that in a chewable? Milk Thistle did.
Help a guy out.
Thank God. I'm sorry, man. I hate swallowing pills.
I'm just saying, man, if they can make a chewable that didn't taste awful, that you could, like, stick into a chicken wing and you just...
Yeah.
You're good to go.
I don't know why they haven't.
Right?
Like, understand who we are as a people. We like chicken wings.
Right.
You make something we can just stick in that chicken wing and it's healthy, done.
Maybe you can't make it taste good because we're not responsible enough for things that taste good.
That's why you got to stick it in a chicken wing.
Yeah,
or make it taste like chicken wings.
People I will say, we've run into that issue with edibles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I had a friend that used to make, like, a caramel popcorn.
Yeah.
That was infused. But it tasted so good, you had to be careful.
Oh, right. Especially with popcorn.
Yeah.
I mean.
That's so easy.
Just handfuls of it.
You forget. Yeah, you'll end up in a puddle.
That's why I don't get chips or crackers or stuff like that. Like, man, I already can't control myself with that crap.
Right.
Oh, I'm with you. My buddy bought some, like, chocolate-covered.
Pretzels.
No, chips that were edibles.
Oh.
I took one bite and I'm like, just put them away.
Got the salty sweet in there. Come on, man.
With
a side of high.
Right. Make it taste not awful, okay? Jeez, a whiz. The reading and math scores of U.S. high school seniors have reached a 20-year low.
Yay!
Look at us go.
Shocking.
We're doing it. Time to put your thinking caps on, boys. Time for the Merriam-Webster word of the day. As we just talked about the reading and math scores. It is a C word. Careful. That refers to a difficult situation for which there is no easy or possible solution. A C word that refers to a difficult situation
conundrum.
For which there's no easy or possible solution. I like conundrum, Miles. Well done.
It's combustible.
Combustible. Not even close, but all right. Good call, Tim.
Cluster F.
You're actually fairly close. It's catch 22.
Catch 22. Okay.
Oh, it's got a number in it.
Yeah. Right? I didn't even know that was a word.
I didn't either.
I mean, it was a phrase.
Yeah,
but,
I knew it was a phrase. I don't know. That's actually recognized. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
You got EA.
I think conundrum was a good guess then.
Conundrum was a great guess, Miles.
I think the whole situation is combustible.
Let's see. I just had to look it up. Catch 22 refers to Joseph Heller's 61 satirical novel and the illogical, paradoxical situations that define the story. Okay. Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah, I knew it came from the book. I didn't know it was recognized as a word.
Right, they officially made it a word. Okay, interesting. According to a new study, UV light can disable airborne allergens in just 30 minutes. Cool.
Okay. But how do you pull that off?
Just, you know, open your house to the sun.
I mean, I don't,
Wear one of those masks.
There you go.
Oh, the red light thing?
Oh, yeah. You turn into the Mandalorian.
Oh, those are everywhere, dude.
Oh, yeah. Mike's dog was doing it the other day.
Yes, he was.
You're kidding me.
Your dog was doing what?
Did you not see that?
Red light therapy.
Yeah, the red light therapy, man.
No way.
Why? Why is your dog doing red light therapy?
Because apparently it's very good for, it's good for everybody. Honestly, apparently, like, everybody should use a little bit of red light therapy.
Including your dog.
Who told you this?
Now, what does it do?
I don't know. I don't know. Apparently it does stuff. I don't know.
Just positive stuff.
Positive things.
Okay.
Hang on, I gotta find this.
I know. Some of this stuff, I don't know, but if it makes you feel better, go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
I have nothing
but
to prove.
But a dog. Right? That's what shocked me.
Yeah, like I always keep saying, I read 2 months ago that drinking a green tea every day is good for you. So I keep drinking them. Now I've changed some other things, so my numbers have been better. I can't prove it's the green tea, but I'm gonna keep drinking them.
Everyone keeps saying it.
Yeah.
If it works, don't break it.
Right, exactly, right?
At the end of the day, that's what it comes down to.
It's like in college, you're always going to see some guy, and they go, oh, there you go.
That is not a picture I expected to see today. What?
Got the little sunglasses on. He can't look right into the light because it's bad for your eyes.
No.
But it's good for your skin, apparently.
Did the vet recognize?
No.
Okay, say no more.
I don't know what was recommended, but it helps with inflammation. It helps the cells, apparently.
That picture is awesome.
It is.
That is like a
That's
t-shirt
why I brought
picture,
it up.
Man.
That I was, know. When I saw it, I was like, I don't know if he's really doing it, but it's awesome.
That is great.
He sits there for the entire time. Now, granted, he doesn't keep the glasses on the whole time, and he's kind of a pain in the butt to get to lay there.
He just sits there and takes his red light there.
Yeah, it helps with inflammation.
I'll be done.
Brings the inflammation down. A new study shows that about 90% of our daily life is spent on autopilot. What do you know? We're going through the day-to-day just droning on.
Yeah.
I think sometimes that's why car accidents happen.
People are just kind of space out.
Yeah, like I don't even know if they're that distracted or just space out. You're kind of.
Yeah. If you're driving the same route home, right?
Like you've been really deep in thought, and then it's like, oh, wait, I'm still driving.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. In a medical breakthrough, lab grown brain cells restored the walking ability of stroke damaged mice.
Mice and rats get all the good luck.
They do, man. They get all the good luck.
Right, I'm just saying, like, oh, we found this in rats and mice. Like, okay.
They also get free drug trials.
They do get a lot of free drug trials. That's how they figured out Viagra. I don't know all the mice have an erection.
I like the one with cocaine. They were like, we think it's addictive that the one mouse just keeps going back. It's almost dead.
Yeah. I've got any more of that stuff.
You think?
No. Screw the cheese, man. I don't want the cheese. I'm not hungry for the cheese, man. I want that right there.
And now he's sleeping with all the mice.
Oh, he's getting down.
Yeah.
He's just blowing through eight balls.
Charlie Sheen dip.
He's got tiger
he's
blood.
Banging down 7 gram rocks.
I got tiger blood. let's see here. Today is the first official day of fall, which means let's have a little bit of fun with it.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
Yeah. So this comes from damselindure.com.
I read that all the time.
I know you do, so yeah. That's why I
don't
I
want to say anything because I already know.
You already know? You've already read it?
Yeah. If it's on Damsel, Miles. Yeah.
These are multiple reasons to love fall right here. They've got a whole bunch that are incredibly relatable to the people in this room. It's fall. It's a great time of year. It's something that we can all enjoy. So here's we go. They say autumn is the season to find contentment at home by paying attention to what we already have.
Because you're going to be inside.
Right, because
it's
raining.
Why don't they just say it? You're not going outside as much.
Right. It's not just cold either. It's not even that cold. It's just wet.
Yeah. I mean, they're just sugarcoating out the same. But no, they're right. Yes.
And actually, that's the next one up. Cold rain showers that force you to stay indoors. Which sometimes it's not bad to be forced to stay inside. Sometimes when it's raining outside, you hear the pitter patter of the rain on the roof. It feels good.
If I want to be inside, I'll stay inside. I would like the option.
I think we're
going outside.
We're good enough here. When it's raining, we survive outside just fine. Yeah. Mike's right, though. If it's like early 80-degree day, like you feel like a bum just sitting inside when it's sunny outside. Mm-hmm. But when it's pissing rain, like just got to watch all these games.
Farmers markets.
Yeah.
I've found a liking for farmers markets in the last few years, man.
I'm guaranteed to buy honey, and there's always a guy or a woman selling local hard cider.
There you go.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll try one.
You never get better flowers, too. You get great flower arrangements, and they're not all that expensive.
I also like the nut lady.
Nut lady, yeah.
Yeah, with like five or six varieties of different flavored nuts.
Oh, yeah. There's the bread gal that's out there. She's got like different exotic breads.
Yeah, I'll smell your candle, whatever, here. Oh, cucumber. I'll buy that.
Is that turquoise?
I don't know why. I just
think she... Yeah, I'll smell your candle.
I'll smell your candle. Hay rides.
Yay.
Hey.
Man, we're dipping the bottom of this barrel.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God it falls here. Whoa. I can go on a hayride.
Get on a hayride.
Yeah.
You ever wanted to sit on an uncomfortable seat on a rickety wagon going through nowhere?
It's never a rickety wagon. It's always a flatbed truck.
Yeah, no.
It's like somebody's old tow truck. They're driving through a farm. It's like,
their trailer.
This is not a hayride. A horse would be involved in a hayride.
Also, PSA, the Seahawks play on a Thursday night this week. So, gentlemen, might be your day to go pick apples this Sunday.
Correct.
Ooh.
Chimney smoke shows up on the reasons why we love fall.
Yeah.
Man, walking the dog or going out for a walk with the lady when it's not raining outside and you catch that chimney smoke.
Sure.
That's comfort to me immediately. It's one thing I wish my home had was a chimney in it that I could actually have a fire.
It's less I'm on fire, man.
Yeah, you know, that's a good call.
Out in the yard.
Just out in the yard.
You can get one of those burn things. Like where you can.
Oh, no, I got a brazier.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
I just need the wood.
Yeah.
I ain't got no wood.
Just cut down part of your neighbor's trees. You'll never know.
Here we go. 10 reasons to love fall. You can make stew again. It's stew season. Time to pull out the crock pot, Ted.
I was going
to
say,
that's
the best thing about fall, I think, is comfort food.
Yeah.
It's chili, meatloaf, stuff that you don't want to eat when it's really hot out, when it's, you know, heavy.
Right.
You know.
Soups.
Oh, I'm with you. I like
lasagna.
The chili in the crock pot.
You're not big on the crock pot life, Steve?
I will do it at a time. I will eat what I want when I want. I do not like fall. I do not like winter. It is that simple. All of these things I can do, it does not make me like fall. I like football season.
I mean, I know.
And I am done.
I mean, I know that you'll cook whatever you want to whenever you want to. Yes. You're going to eat what you're going to want to eat, and I get that. But you're not barbecuing ribs out there in the middle of fall.
I have.
You can still
barbecue in the fall, though.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Winter, in the rain, probably not, dead. But fall, yeah.
But you should have your other stuff in the crock pot.
Exactly.
You're not wrong.
Like, man, you're not cooking, you know, kebabs out there or anything.
No.
Yeah.
But see that?
Don't like stews. You don't like soups?
It depends on the soup. It doesn't mean much to me, man.
Okay.
Like I said, I like football, and I'm done with fall. I'm
not. Like, you're not going to change your mind.
I'm not.
And I'm done.
Like, you're the food guy, but the more you and I talk about food, like, I'm just disappointed in your choices, Steve.
I just don't get excited. Everyone eats. Eat what you want. There's no excitement.
Damn, man. Come on.
I had pupusas.
Yeah, because you wanted pupusas.
Yep.
And I go, cool.
You like ate what you word, want. Don't you?
I do like saying pupusas. I felt very fancy on Saturday making pupusas. Well, they've already made. I heated them off of the air fryer.
You and my friend have a wonderful papoose. I would like to sit on it.
This is the softest papoosa I have.
Taste your cornmeal.
Mm-mm-mm. Your papoosa is a finger food.
And it's a delectable papoosa.
How do you get the scent off that? Smells very familiar.
Things to love about fall: jumping in leaves.
Well, if you're a child.
Or a dog. Here's the problem. You got to rake the leaves to get to that point.
You do.
Right. You got to put in effort.
You got to put a lot of work in. So
I took time this weekend. I had a little bit of time to myself. I ran outside to shovel up all of the apples, the rotten ass apples that fell out of the tree. Tennessee,
oh,
my
good
apple
work.
Tree,
right? There was a lot of them out there.
Dude, there was more. Oh. I have a full sized compost bin, and I filled that thing up to about 80%.
How much does that thing weigh?
A lot.
Yeah.
You need a friend with a horse or a goat.
No kidding, dude. They would eat for weeks.
Everybody does that.
And then they would get drunk.
Everybody needs a friend with a horse or a goat.
Fermented ass apples out there. I know it's for the ladies, but it's also for the men. Leggings becoming pants.
I haven't broke out sweatpants yet on the weekend. Waiting.
There was a couple times where things have gotten a little bit cooler that I've broken out the long pants, the long house pants.
All right.
I'm still more shorts at home, but, you know, taking the dog out, might throw on the legs. Apple picking shows up on the list of reasons to
love. There you go.
Oh, my God.
I, thank God,
this
have
like
never gone
apple picking.
Bad
sales pitch for a crappy timeshare. Mm-hmm. Apple picking.
Yeah. Leaf raking.
You're telling me manual labor. Okay, cool.
Well, you know what else I would throw in there? Tailgating.
Wait for it.
It goes back to
football
season.
Football season. You get to wear scarves again.
Oh, my God.
You can wear a scarf whenever you want to. However, However, I'm getting excited that the leather jacket gets to start coming back out.
Sure.
I love that leather jacket, and it's been way too hot. I already run too hot as it is, but I love that jacket.
I like my jackets, but I do like them hanging up.
Yeah.
I made fun of a guy in a scarf once years ago at a bar. He was just sitting on the corner.
All right.
He was with this table. So I kind of didn't know him. And I mean, I'm giving him a hard time. Oh, scarf nose, scarf nose. And then as he rolled away.
He's got like a stoma. Oh, he rolled away. Oh, no.
Somehow I felt terrible.
Oh, no.
He just
rolled
away.
Oh, he rolled away.
Oh, no.
I can't regulate my body temperature, jackass.
You did not notice until then.
Wow.
No, we were all sitting.
And his chair left with him.
I mean, I was relentless. Oh, scarf nose, doesn't he? Fancy pants.
Nice blanket in your lap. Right. Get a little chilly in the wintertime, dude.
Right, you pansy.
Gets a little nippy after 6 p.m. Pumpkin carving shows up on the list of reasons to love fall.
Yeah.
If you're a kid.
I've been trying to accessorize my house. I haven't decided if I'm going to buy a little pumpkin or a wreath.
Buy the little pumpkin. If you don't carve it, it lasts a lot longer.
Yeah.
I had neighbors, dude, this last year. They left their pumpkins out, and I swear they stayed there till like May.
Damn.
Really? Yeah, it was. And it was bad damn.
Yeah.
There was other neighbors where theirs were clearly rotted, but they were almost like petrified
at
some point.
Right, right.
But these guys, it was melting on their doggone porch.
Just walk by like, yeah, I get around.
I don't know. Some honorable mentions here. They go with corn mazes shows up on the list. Thanksgiving dinner comes up on the list, which
solid.
I gotta love about fall.
Okay, that's the best thing I've heard so far.
Getting cozy with a good book, which, again, you can read whenever you want to, but with an excuse to stay inside and no football is on.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting back and reading ain't a bad thing. Bike ride through cool breezes. the changing of the colors in the leaves, comfort food, extra hour of darkness equals more sleep, the crisp air that you get to breathe, the fireplace nights with a bowl of popcorn and a movie.
It's very romantic. My life is not like that.
No more beach body worries, pumpkin spice lattes, sweater weather.
Oh, damn.
No more
get
beach
back body. To it,
that's
fatty.
Right. Get your fat ass get on.
Back. Nobody can tell now.
And then this is the number one reason to love fall. I might have put this out of sequence, but I don't care. Tailgating in football season.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes. It's that time. You're locking in. You're having fun. You're glued to the TV all the time. This is when sports lovers thrive.
Yeah. It's just the best. You got almost every league going. You got preseason for hockey. You got baseball playoffs coming up. You got number one Ohio State coming to the lake on Saturday.
Damn straight.
Good
we might be more excited than the Huskies.
Surveillance cameras in Mexico caught a pretty terrifying scene on film, Miles.
What'd they catch there, Mike?
Tell you about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 34-year-old Aaron Morrison of somewhere in Scotland.
Nice.
Now, Aaron attempted to shoplift a bottle of vodka from a local liquor store, but he didn't even try to be subtle. Not like he hid it in his pants. He just grabbed it, ran out the door. And the thing is, no one gave chase. He thought he'd gotten away with it until the cops showed up at his apartment just a few hours later. And it did not take Sherlock Holmes to crack the case because, you see, before Aaron stole the vodka, he'd asked the cashier out on a date.
What?
And gave her a note with his name and his phone number. He did that first. I don't know if she said yes or no.
So wait a minute. Before he robs this place, he writes his name.
He finds her attractive. So, hey, babe, you want to go down Miles Montgomery, reach me at 206, blah-de-de-blah-de-blah.
Did he stick a gun in her face?
No. Keep in mind, he walked up to her, found her attractive, asked her out on a date. I guess she wasn't quite like, no. So then he writes down his name and his number. After that, he made the decision, you know what? I'm going to steal a bottle of vodka. And like I said,
oh, he didn't rob it. He just stole it. He just walked out with it.
And ran out the door.
Okay.
Nobody gave chase. And then the cop showed up. But he's like, how did you find me? He's like, well, you gave her this note with your number and your name on it. Yay.
It's just sounds like an absolute moron.
Hey, I see what you did with the absolute. Nice. I'll give you one of these.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
Equestrian and vodka jokes.
Wow.
All right, let's drink. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch, hola.
All right, it's good day. Our contestant online for Profile This Now, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.